This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The Attorney is a South Korean film that follows a very American sort of genre, which is a uplifting sort of civil rights fight movie. A lot of the John Grisham books were based on the premise of this, but it also sort of encapsulates almost a documentary approach to an era in South Korea, which is a late 70s, early 80s, where South Korea and North Korea sort of fell into what became an international obsession with communism, best sort of exemplified by Ronald Reagan invading Grenada for no reason. I guess he had his reasons. But what we see is a very unusual space in time, which is Korea before the Olympics. That would be the 1988 Seoul Olympics. And the character study is a character who plays a get-rich-at-all-cost lawyer who he doesn't have a college education, so he's sort of a makes-it-himself sort of your stereotypical American dream, but in Korea. So he is able to make himself a wealthy lawyer without having benefit of an elite education. So there's some tension there with the elitely educated college students who are protesting for against the government, I would say. And in that way, it follows a fairly American sort of style of, you know, coming to consciousness and then fighting for what's right and sort of giving up the path of monetary reward for the path of spiritual gain. And in the movie, the character eventually takes on a case where a bunch of young men are being beaten and tortured by a Secret Service police and forced into false confessions. It reads like a Guantanamo American film. So it's interesting to see international filmmakers sort of taking this template of a man who has all of his fortune and wealth and finds that he is lacking. You know, he gains all of the money in the world, but doesn't have a soul. So here he represents the sort of soup lady's son in a case of a book club that the government sees as a banned books case. It's a very South Korean movie. You get to live in South Korea for a while, but it really feels American in that we're exporting that feeling of civil rights worldwide.